Morning has started good. Then I will begin. I'm Lynn Herring, and I would like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for the Student Success Program Nonprofit Board, which operates Oteo Charter Schools and the Charter Schools of San Diego. I'm Lynn Herring, Chairman of the Board, and I will facilitate the meeting. First, let's take roll call. When I call your name, please provide the group a brief introduction. Is there anybody who's not part of the normal group on today?
No, not that we're aware of.
Okay, so we can forego the introductions, if we will. So I will proceed with roll call. Myself here, Scott.
Present.
David.
Present.
Jane.
Present.
Eric.
Present.
Very well. Mary, you want to introduce staff?
Online, we have Will Berry, Administrator Finance, Lynn Alipio, CBO Development, Alina Nuno, who is in the Communications Department and handles our technology. Thank you for connecting us today. And Angela Neary, Administrative Assistant with service to the President's Office and the Board of Directors. And I think that's all I see that's on.
Marvelous crew we have, for sure.
It's true.
Okay, next is 1.3, establishment of a quorum. Do I have a motion for approval? We do have a quorum.
So moved.
Very well. We can conduct a vote, be a roll call. All those in favor say aye, no, and abstentions. When your name is called, myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item 1.4 is the Pledge of Allegiance. If we would, please all stand for a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Thank you. Okay, item 1.5 is the approval of the agenda. Item 1.5, do I have a motion to approve item 1.5?
So moved.
I'll move to approve the agenda.
It, very well. I have a second. Do we have any discussion? Hearing none, we move forward. We'll conduct a voting roll call. Again, those in favor say aye, no, and abstention. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to section 2.0 is public comment. If you'd like to participate in public comment, please complete a speaker card and submit to staff. Public comment for items of interest to the public or within the scope of the Student Success Program Board, not agenda, shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Public comment for items, agenda items, shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time in accordance with the Brown Act. No discussion or action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at the point in the agenda as ordered below. Each agenda item being commented on will have a minimum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair changes these figures. Section 2.1 is the non-agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board of items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and the item is limited to 20 minutes in total. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on the on items not on the agenda? Hearing none, we'll move forward to 2.2. These are agenda public comments. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by myself. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on the agenda items? Hearing none, we will move on to section 3.0, administrative items. Consideration of appointment of myself as director, chairman of the board, retroactively July 1st, 2020, for a 2-year term. Such additional terms is essential to the continuity of the Board of Management and Affairs. I will recuse myself from this item. Lynn, if Mary, you will take the roll call.
We recommend approval of this item, given that we are in transition in terms of renewal and the business of the charters. It's important that Admiral Herring continue for another 2 years. So I take the roll call, right?
If I may add, we need to say this. I just wanted to inform the board that under the provisions of the Student Success Program bylaws and Corporation Code Section 52220B, Admiral Len Herring continued office after June 30, 2020 as a successor, for his seat has not been designated and qualified. And we need to put that in the minutes of the meeting.
Thank you.
I move to approve the motion.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Scott, aye.
David, aye.
Eric?
Eric, aye.
That's everybody, isn't it? Okay.
And Jane?
Jane.
Okay, thank you for the vote of confidence. Let me see, we will now move to 3.2.
Good man.
Consider approval of access to public records policy. Can we have a report, Lynn?
The charter schools are required to comply with Public Records Act, and this policy will formalize the school's procedures on Public Records Act. As a matter of fact, CDE is requesting our state board approved charter schools for a written policy. So therefore we are adopting it universally to all the Alto schools.
And we recommend approval.
Okay. The only question I had in skimming through them, do you have, this is just adopted?
It's a new policy. This is the first time we're adopting this Public Records Act.
Okay.
The policy, but we complied to it for many years now.
Okay. I just don't remember reading it, so I skimmed through it. I just wonder if it was something we were adopting as previously written or something else. Okay. I understand. Okay. And Mary, your recommendation is we approve 3.2?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have a motion for the approval of item 3.2?
So moved.
Very well. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Very good. Is there any other discussion on item 3.2? Very well. Hearing none, I will now conduct a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item 4.0, consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved or enacted by the board in one motion in the form listed below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda, there will be no discussion of the items prior to the board's vote on them. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items. Do I have a motion for the approval of consent items 4.1 through 4.1.1?
So moved.
It was second.
Second.
David.
Very well. Any discussion? Very well. Take a roll call or vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Great. Thank you. We now move on to action items, section 5.1. First item for action is 5.1 for the Odeo Charter Schools. Consider approval of the local control funds formula, which is the LCFF budget overview for parents. School year 2020-2021. Lynn, is there a report?
Yes. AB 1808 added the California Code Section 52, which requires LEAs to develop the LCFF budget overview for parents that is to be adopted by the governing board and must be submitted on or before December 15. The LCFF budget overview is intended for parents to more understand it and be transparent and to explain to parents and stockholders the annual budget for the school. As you can see on the diagram, it shows the segmentation of the various revenues by sources, as well as the expenditures.
We recommend approval.
Okay. Do I have a motion for the approval of item 5.1.1?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Very well. Any discussion? I have one question. How is this disseminated to parents?
It's publicized through our website, and as a matter of fact, the whole document is also included when we communicate with the parents.
Okay. All right. I will now take, is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll now take a vote. Roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Action items for the Charter School of San Diego. 5.2.1, consider approval of the local control funding formula, LCFF budget overview for parents school year 2020-2021. I take it it's probably the same thing, right, Lynn?
Yes, it's the same explanation.
Okay. And Mary, recommend approval.
Yes.
Very well. Do I have a motion for approval of 5.2.1?
Moved.
Very well. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Very well. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Board announcements and comments. From time to time, the board has topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. There are informational in nature and do not require action. There is an announcement that on Tuesday, December 1st, the San Diego Unified School District is conducting a public hearing for the renewal charter petition for the Odeo Charter Schools. The board meeting will start at 4 p.m. Similarly, Odeo Valley Charter School new charter petition is on the board agenda for Moreno Valley Unified School District on Tuesday, December 1st. That board meeting will start at 5 p.m. Are there any other announcements? No, all I have to say is good luck. It's going to be even more difficult in the virtual environment. So. Yeah, good luck. Okay, the next section is section 7, and that's adjournment. If there are no other comments or no other announcements, do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll move to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Very well. We now conduct a vote via roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Very well. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you all very much for your support, help, and efforts. Greatly appreciated.